Hey everybody, thanks for listening to iOS Dev Discussions. It's another episode of What I'm Working On, the show where I just talk about what I worked on this week at a small startup in Silicon Valley, just to show, you know, what it's like. And this week, not very productive. And any developer that's been doing it for a long time, you know, sometimes you're going to have days or weeks that are like this where you're going to look back and be like, what the hell did I do this week? I really didn't make much progress. And, you know, meetings or other stuff comes up, and we'll get into all that. But yeah, let's dive into it. All right, so starting off with Monday. Monday was a not productive kind of short day. We'll get into that now, I guess. Much of my morning was spent on Monday just explaining why I was even in the office. Because for those that weren't aware, Monday was supposed to be my final on-site at PayPal. So I wasn't even supposed to be in the office that day. I was supposed to be down in San Jose interviewing. For those that haven't heard the news, I assume if you're listening to this podcast, you've heard the news that I decided to cancel all those interviews and go full-time YouTube. For more details and in-depth discussion on that situation, how that decision came to be, I did a podcast episode all about that. It's called, you know, The Decision, like a deep dive or something like that, where I talk for like a half hour all about this decision and how it came to be. So if you want to hear more about that, definitely check that out. But yeah, everybody walked in on Monday and was like, wait a minute, why are you here? What's going on? So I had to have a lot of the conversations, you know, over breakfast and stuff, like, yeah, and telling them the story of why I canceled, et cetera. And like, you know, as a new person came into the office each day, I kind of had to have like a repeat of that conversation. It's kind of funny. But yeah, I spent, you know, most of my morning just having that same conversation over and over again. So it wasn't a super productive day. But again, I wasn't even supposed to be there. So not a super big loss. And the day was cut short earlier in the afternoon because we went to a happy hour because one of our interns who's been with us for, I don't think she's been there 6 months to a year. She's been there for a while, but she's not there every day. She comes in every few days. That's why I don't really remember. But we did a happy hour and the kind of like a late lunch send off for her. So yeah, for those reasons, not a lot got done Monday. Like, frankly, I can't even remember what I worked on, if I did really anything meaningful. But like I said, the morning was pretty much taken up by just explaining why I was even there. And then Tuesday started off with some impromptu meetings with the backend team, clearing up some server work where I think this would be way too hard to explain via a podcast without actually showing code. So I'll keep it like super high level. We're restructuring a way we retrieve readings. And if you're familiar with me talking about our product, basically the user blows into this device because it's an asthma product. And then via Bluetooth, it's a game, they shoot up their rocket, and that also is taking their spirometry reading. So basically, we also show the readings in a chart and in a table view. So we changed the way we're retrieving our readings. We like changed the whole model and like data structure and all that stuff. So it was a kind of a big overhaul and refactor. And this helped like future-proof some things. The way we were doing it before wasn't very efficient. So for example, when we retrieve the readings, there's, and again, I can't, proprietary reasons, can't say a lot of details here, but there's a lot of information attached to a reading, let's put it that way, more so than just the final, you know, score output. And we always knew we weren't doing it the most efficient way, but again, this is still an artifact from like the prototyping days and just getting like the first version of the HUD out. And we always said like, yeah, we'll come back later and make this a more efficient network call. So that's what's going on right here. We're making this more efficient to where I'm just getting back the information that I need rather than like the entire reading, which again has a lot of information attached to it. And again, this required a restructuring of the model. So this, you know, is also done on the back end. Then we have to make sure it matches on the front end. We had to talk about how do we want it named, because as you know, if you're using Codable, which is what we've, you know, we've switched to, your variable names, you know, need to match what's on the server. So there's discussion about, you know, how to name things. Fun little naming party. That's always fun. But yeah, so hashing that out with the back end server people, that took most of the morning. Actually, you know, we're going back and forth. We're testing it because they had, you know, they had already done most of the work and we were kind of testing it to make sure it worked before we, you know, sent it up to the production server. This is all done like on QA and stuff. So, you know, going back and forth with them on that, making sure we got it working. That was most of the morning. By the end of the morning, we had that. Normally we have sprint planning on Tuesday, but we moved that to Wednesday because this sprint planning was going to be a big one and a different one. More on that in a bit. We'll talk about it, but it was the kickoff for HUT 4. you've heard the podcast, you've heard me talk about HUTs, home user test. We've been currently on HUT 3 for a few months now. Now we're getting ready to transition to HUT 4, but more on that when I talk about Wednesday. Let's finish up Tuesday first. You know, but I had to give you that context because my Tuesday afternoon was spent working with Chris, coming up with our initial like plan for estimating how long we think HUT 4 will take. Like, we have a list of features, fixes, polished stuff that we want to be done in HUT 4. So we had to like go ahead and estimate that time. And I wanted to let Chris run with this at first, right? This is his first chance at sitting back and planning an entire HUT. Like, he's been planning the sprints, so he's getting practice at that. But our sprints are just 1 week. So that's, I don't want to say it's easy, but you know, planning an entire home user test, which is going to span, you know, probably 6 weeks worth of sprints, is a lot different than planning, you know, one sprint. So he's getting experience with that. So I let him kind of take the first crack at it. And then, you know, we sat down, we went over it, we discussed it. And when we do this, it's not just me saying, nope, let's do this first. Let's, you know, move this around. We're having a discussion because, as I always say, part of mentoring and teaching, you know, a junior developer isn't just telling them what to do. Like, that's not it at all. Like, you have to discuss and talk about the reasonings, like the why behind it, right? Because that's how they will learn and fully understand. If you just direct them and tell them what to do, they're not really learning. They're just following orders, right? So, you know, during these conversations with Chris, we're sitting down, I'm explaining the why, and it's more of a discussion and an explanation rather than just like, nope, let's do this, this, and that. So that's why it does take a little longer. And that pretty much took up most of Tuesday afternoon. We did want to get a build out in the next couple days. So we pushed, we call them 999 builds. So that's just the way where our versioning number works. If it's a .999 build, that's an internal build. That means it's only for us to test. That's not going out to any external testers. So our usual flow is we'll push a 999 build and, you know, we'll test it for a day or two. If that works, fine. You know, we'll fix any bugs we find, do more testing. Once we're ready for that 999 build, we kind of switch that over to our actual version numbering, which I think we're at like 0.3.0, because that is our HUT 3 version number. So yeah, once the 999 build is good, we increment the 0.3, you know, HUT 3 thing. So anyway, Tuesday afternoon was spent pushing a 999 build so the team can start testing our new features. So Wednesday is just now going to be, I've called it this before, but it's just going to be the day of meetings, at least as long as I'm at Aluna, because we have decided to move, like, our sprint planning was normally Tuesday. We decided to move it to Wednesday because, you know, we already had our normal team meeting at 1. So we said, you know what, rather than, let's just put all our meetings on one day, right? If meetings kill productivity, let's just destroy one day rather than slightly destroying multiple days, right? So we move sprint planning to Wednesday and we just kind of assume not much is going to get done on Wednesday when it comes to coding. But that meeting doesn't happen until 11. So I spent the morning fixing some of the bugs and issues the team found in the 999 build overnight. It was mostly like small visual stuff, nothing crazy, nothing really worth getting into. But yeah, I spent like an hour or two fixing that. And then we went to our HUT 4 kickoff meeting, which I kind of started describing for you, which Chris and I kind of took our initial crack at the day before. But yeah, so this Wednesday we wrapped up HUT 3, no more changes for HUT 3. And the reason we do these major, like, okay, HUT 3 is done, the people that are currently beta testing, you know, we'll fix major bugs, but they're not going to get any new features until HUT 4, which will be, you know, probably 5-6 weeks from now. And the reason we do that is because we're still, you know, we're still early in development. So we're still making a lot of back-end changes to the user and tweaking things. And we only have like 10 HUT users, right? It's not like we have thousands that we're inconveniencing. So every time we release a new HUT, we want to make that be like a major revamp of the app. Because we ask our users to create a new user and start from scratch every time we do a big HUT. And we only do this once every, you know, 4 or 5 months. So it's not like it's a common thing. But you have to create a new user, and because we make a whole bunch of like backend changes. Now, many of you out there are thinking like, oh, well, can't you just make it backend compatible? Yeah, we could, but that leaves a lot of like conditional hacky code in the backend, you know, checking for version numbers or checking for weird stuff. And I don't want that in my code base. I think it's clutter. Don't get me wrong. In the future, we're probably going to have to do backwards compatible stuff, but I think we're so early in development that making the app backwards compatible for our 10 testers seems a bit ridiculous. Like, I don't want the code base messed up with that stuff. So we're having them basically create users. And again, it's only 10 people, and the new HUTs are a vastly different version of the app. So that's the route we took. So yeah, after we hashed out all the features and gave the estimates, we kind of determined that HUT 1 will be, or not HUT 1, HUT 4 will be released pretty much the first week of June, like right during WWDC. That kind of sucks. I already said, like, I'm gone that whole week. Like, that's dub week. Like, I'm gone. So we're probably going to try to get, like, the initial testing build done before WWDC, and then the team will be testing during that week, and then I may finish, you know, up some bugs there. But, yeah, hashing out all the features, the visual polish, and the hope at the end of HUT 4 is to have, like, a version of the app that is very close to the launchable version. We're not going to be quite there yet, but it should be very close because, again, if you remember, we have to wait for the FDA approval before we can even launch. And right now that's looking like September. So if you're kind of following along the timeline, HUT 4 should be done the first week of June, but we're not launching till September. So that gives us a lot of time to like really polish, add in some, you know, the visual polish, fixing up some features, better air handling, like all that second 90% stuff, if you heard me talk about that. So that's kind of the goal with HUT 4. Again, finish that up mid-June and then have, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks to just really polish the thing and make it a really solid product ready for launch. That said, with HUT 4, we're also kind of revamping our onboard screens. So, and we had like a UX designer that was doing all of our screens. But, you know, since the app was essentially kind of done on that aspect of things, we're no longer working with them. But now that we decided to kind of revamp the onboarding screens, which are just like typical form screens, like, you know, name, date of birth, like that kind of stuff. So it's nothing like crazy design, but I'm going to have to design those screens. So kind of throwing my designer hat back on, which I haven't done, hopping back in Sketch. Yeah, that should be fun. Haven't done that in a while. But yeah, that meeting was just to talk about like the entire HUT, right? Like I said, the whole 6 weeks. But we didn't get to plan this sprint. So pretty much right after that meeting, it was like a 2-hour meeting. Chris and I got together in the afternoon and we just planned on our own just what was going to happen, you know, this week and prioritize like what we wanted to get done early in the HUT versus like, you know, later in the HUT. So that pretty much took up a little bit of the afternoon and that wraps up Wednesday. Again, Wednesday's a day of meetings. Not much coding gets done. I think you're seeing a theme here. This wasn't a crazy productive week between Monday's happy hour and me not even supposed to be there. Wednesday's a day of meetings. Thursday, I worked from home, but I did. Thursday morning was spent pushing out the 030 build. Remember, I talked about the 999 builds being internal. Well, by Thursday morning, everything was good to go. We were ready. And Thursday morning, we spent pushing out the, you know, the actual build to the users. So cleaning that up and sending that out basically took up the morning. And then I started on the sketch designs for the new onboard flow. Again, they're not crazy designs. It's not like I have to spend a lot of time here because it is just basic forms. And we want to kind of keep it similar looking to the rest of the app. But I did want to have some sketch designs to kind of, you know, show the CEO to make sure this was the right direction we wanted to go before I started building. So Friday, I spent a lot of time thinking about that onboard implementation. Didn't really get to write any code yet, but was just kind of like mapping things out on the sketch file and in my head. And then Chris and I pair programmed on an implementation that kind of changes how we're collecting our spirometry data a little bit on the game screen. And it required bringing in our science and math guy, Indy, into this discussion. So we kind of worked out a way to, basically what was happening was one of the kids was kind of like gaming the current way we collect spirometry and her data was always a little messed up because like on our back end, like database, whatever, we can see charts of their breath flows. And it's like a line chart. You can see like the peak of their breath and then you can see it like trail off as they're breathing. So we analyze it. I don't know what the hell I'm looking at. Indy, the math and science guy, he analyzes those charts and can like, you know, pull stuff from them. So basically her charts were all messed up and we figured out how she was like, I don't know if maybe we're being too harsh, maybe saying gaming the system was a bit much, but she wasn't doing it properly. We'll just say that. So we had to come up with a way to basically make it foolproof. So that couldn't happen. And again, I don't know if it's proprietary stuff, but I'm trying to be very cautious and to keep anything I talk about high level. Let's just say we changed the way we're collecting it a little bit. And, you know, then Chris and I had to implement that logic basically using delegation. So kind of Chris understands delegation and protocols, but you know, that's one of those things that even if you've done it a couple times and you're a junior developer, you may not fully understand it. So we definitely took time to walk through. I gave him the whole, you know, the boss and the intern analogy. We walked through all that. For those that have seen my delegates and protocol video, that will sound very familiar. But yeah, we got that implemented up and running. It took most of the morning, a little bit after lunch as well. And then the only thing that happened that was interesting in the afternoon, which I can't really talk too much about, but I had a meeting with the co-founders to discuss like the logistics of how we're going to move forward in my compensation and all that stuff after July 1st, right? Because I'm still going to work with Aluna, and you know, some of the options were, you know, stay on as an employee, or do I switch to a contractor with an hourly rate? Like there was multiple ways we could do this. And, you know, this was kind of what the meeting was about. You know, I proposed one thing, they proposed another. We're still kind of talking about it. So I can't say much about it now because it's still, we're supposed to have another meeting on Monday to kind of like figure it all out. But I definitely think we're going to come to a good agreement. I'm really excited to still be working with them. Again, it's going to be about 10 to 15 hours a week. So that's nice because making this leap to YouTube, you know, I'm not making enough money off YouTube to pay the bills. So this 30% contracting time is what I need to pay my bills and live off of. So it's nice to have a stable, like long-term project and one I enjoy working on. I enjoy the team. I basically, you know, I've essentially built the app from scratch pretty much myself. The client side of the app, obviously I didn't do the server stuff or like device firmware stuff, but yeah, nice to have that steady income, you know, secure long-term project to kind of fill in the gaps while I did the YouTube thing full time. So it's a great situation. Super thankful for that. Maybe more on that next week when we kind of actually hash out what it is. I don't know if we'll talk about that or not, because that's going to get like really detailed into like salary and equity and all that stuff. So yeah, after that meeting, it's, you know, late Friday afternoon, so I decided to call it a week. And yeah, not a super productive week, but sometimes that happens. You know, again, this whole series is meant to say like what it's really like, you know. A lot of people can sometimes say like, oh, I just crushed it all week. But any software developer knows that you're going to run into weeks or days every now and then where it's like you look back on it and you're like, what did I do this week? Did I even do anything? You know, and that just happens sometimes. So again, wanted to share the good and the bad. Not that it's bad, like it didn't happen for like decent reasons, but yeah, just sharing the truth. But that's going to wrap up this episode. We'll talk to you next week.